I would be surprised if there were a large upper middle class black community in Houston. There obviously are going to be some in executive positions and things like that, but I don't think there is. I think there's a definite black middle class there. Uh-huh. But again, beyond that, I'm just talking from reading occasional articles in the Houston newspapers. I haven't been there to experience it.
Do the black neighborhoods have their own commerce centers?
Yeah, I'm sure so. I'm sure so. I mean, as do all neighborhoods there.
But you're not familiar with any of them particularly?
No, I didn't patronize them, though.
What are the upper-class neighborhoods in Houston?
Yeah, well, the one I grew up in, Avalon and River Oaks, is a section of the east, the west central area.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly southwest.
Talking about the upper-class neighborhoods?
Yeah, River Oaks, Avalon, Tanglewood, just generally the whole west section of the city, out Memorial Drive. They're all kinds of little Hunter's Village and Briar Grove and all these little, they're all hundreds mm-hmm. of little division names.
Are these all within the city limits?
Now I think so. That's one thing that's so extraordinary about Houston. They have kept expanding with the movement outward of white money. The city has simply enlarged the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
So as to keep this very large tax base, which accounts for why taxes are so very low in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Because the base is so broad. It's an important... This is another thing that is very important, I think, to account for the movement of so much industry and so many companies to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Low, very low taxes for this reason.
What are the main middle-class neighborhoods?
Well, I think they would be things like Afton Oaks and Royal Oaks. They would be divisions and sections of the city fairly adjacent to the wealthier sections.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of right offshoots of that. Large sections probably of the south side, the southeast side, the far southwest side, and the southeast too. You know, if you get out toward in the southeast, if you go out toward Pasadena, Baytown and out near some of the industrial centers, there is a lot of middle class.
Mm-hmm.
The middle class, I suppose the whole point is the middle class is all over the city. I mean,
uh-huh.
there are middle class neighborhoods everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the great pockets of wealth seem to be in the west and northwest. The great pockets of poverty seem to be in the east central and sort of northeast.
Do the lower class areas have names?
Oh, I'm sure they do, but again, it tells you something about me. I just am not able to talk about them.
Me in Atlanta, I don't know the names of the various places other than the ones around my own neighborhood.
Right.
Well, what are some of the local landmarks to which tourists would go?
Yeah, I suppose the San Jacinto Monument, where Santa Anna finally got his.
Mm.
And the Mexicans were defeated in about 1836, 38. Let's see, the Battleship Texas, the Astrodome, the art museums, surely, some of the downtown areas where large halls, centers for the performing arts have gone up. Those are less historical things. The parks, there's several major parks people would go to.
What are the names of some of the parks?
Well, the two major ones I'm thinking of are Herman Park, which is near the medical center, which we should really talk about, and Memorial Park, which is out in the west section of the city. Herman is just south of downtown. It's actually a part of the city called near Uptown, which is near the Texas, is right next to the Texas Medical Center, which again is one of the things that has made the city
mm-hmm.
so renowned. I suppose I should tell you that too, that the Texas Medical Center, which of course is it's well known, especially for the Heart Institute, the work of doctors Michael Denton, was founded in 1946 by my uncle, Dr. William. It was formally established as the Texas Medical Center. And today, of course, is the center for so much work going on in heart.